I'm Dan Greenwood in Boise with KBSX News. The Boise School Board and the district superintendent have come out with some sharp criticism of the Albertson Foundation. As Adam Cotterell reports, the rebuke comes in the form of an op-ed related to how the foundation portrays Idaho schools.
At the center of the controversy is a TV commercial from the Albertson Foundation's Don't Fail Idaho campaign. In it, a school bus with five teenagers stops in the middle of nowhere. Four get off, and the bus drives away.
Four out of five Idaho kids are not prepared for life after high school. If we don't work together to improve education, we're all going nowhere.
It's a negative campaign that is demoralizing to our teachers, and it also undermines our student successes. And I do not believe it is accurate.
That's Maria Greeley, a member of Boise's school board. That 4 out of 5 number from the commercial refers to SAT scores. The company that does the SAT says that 20% of Idaho kids who took the test in 2014 had a high probability of getting a B average or better in their first semester at a four-year college. Greeley says that's not the same thing as 4 out of 5 kids not being prepared for life after high school. But beyond the ad campaign, Greeley and the other Boise school board members say the Albertson Foundation is trying to undermine traditional public schools. The foundation has always been a big supporter of charter schools, but it used to donate to innovative projects at traditional schools as well. About a year ago, it stopped contributions at traditional schools and increased its emphasis on charters. That includes founding an organization with the goal of sending more Idaho students to charter schools. When contacted for a response, the Albertson Foundation declined to comment. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.